This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire between the Palestinian and Islamic Jihad group in Israel has been announced. VOA's Joel Ramsey tells us more.
Confirm the agreement. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ukraine's president has met with Pope Francis at the Vatican as his country continues to endure a war waged by Russia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the gates of the Vatican, guarded by two Vatican soldiers, robed in traditional colors. Pope Francis, using a cane, comes to meet the president. Zelensky puts his hand to his heart and utters, "It's a great honor." The Vatican later released a statement saying the two men spoke about the humanitarian and political situation provoked by the ongoing war. Last month, Ukraine's prime minister also met with the pontiff at the Vatican. He asked Francis to help Ukraine get back children illegally taken to Russia during the invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky then arrived in Berlin early Sunday for talks with German leaders about further arms deliveries to help his country fend off the Russian invasion and rebuild what's been destroyed by more than a year of devastating conflict. He met first with the president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, and was later also to meet with Chancellor Olaf Scholz. This is VOA News. Voters in Thailand are headed to the polls in an election touted as a pivotal chance for change 8 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first came to power in a 2014 coup. Tommy Walker reports for VOA.
I'm here on the ground in Bangkok, where Thais have been casting their votes since 8 o'clock this morning to choose who they believe should lead their next government. Now, despite the sweltering heat, the voting process has seemed a smooth one. People will show their identification cards at the polling stations before voting from two ballots, one from their local constituency MPs, another for their favoured party. Speaking with voters of all ages, the overwhelming answer has been is that they want change. Whether it's from to rely less on a military-backed government or for changes in the economy and the social outlook, people want to have more of a say in what happens in their everyday lives. This is Tommy Walker reporting for VOA News in Bangkok, Thailand.
Voters in Turkey go to the polls on Sunday for pivotal parliamentary and presidential elections that are expected to be tightly contested and could be the biggest challenge Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces in his two decades in power. The threat of the United States defaulting on its obligations looms over the upcoming G7 summit in Japan that President Joe Biden is scheduled to attend before continuing to a summit with the so-called Quad leaders in Australia and one with Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara has more.
Looming over the G7 summit, the threat of the world's largest economy not paying its debts and further endangering a fragile global economy hit by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
These shocks continue to impose significant costs on the global economy. Further, markets are seeing the possibility of a U.S. debt limit breach as a growing downside risk.
From Hiroshima, Japan, Biden is scheduled for a brief stop in Papua New Guinea to meet Pacific Island leaders he hosted last year, establish stronger strategic ties, and deter them from getting closer to China. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
The leader of an insurgent group that rules much of northwest Syria rose to notoriety over the past decade by claiming deadly bombings, threatening revenge against Western crusader forces, and dispatching Islamist religious police to crack down on women deemed to be immodestly dressed. Today, the man known as Abu Muhammad al-Ghulani is trying hard to distance his group from its al-Qaeda origin.